Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 8, 2013, and this is Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Don't forget, the United States change to daylight savings time is effective this Sunday, March 10, 2013, at 0200 hours. Spring forward by setting your clocks ahead 1 hour. The Transportation Security Administration announced that effective April 25th, knives would be allowed in the aircraft cabin for the first time since 9/11. Our response to condemn this move was swift, and we coordinated our efforts through our Flight Attendant Union Coalition to show a united front on this issue among all flight attendants. We have initiated a petition to the White House to block this policy reversal and keep knives out of our aircraft cabins. The online petition requires creating an account, but this increases the validity of the petition and makes a bigger impact as we take action together. Sign the petition now. Keep knives off the plane. Since Tuesday's announcement, our union has received an overwhelming response of outrage from members and passengers across the country. We are the last line of defense in aviation security, and time does not change the fact that we were among the first to die in a war we didn't know we were fighting on September 11, 2001. At great cost, we know better today. There is no excuse for allowing knives in the cabin. This policy reversal is against the best interest of the security and crew of passengers in the aircraft cabin, and we will stop at nothing to fight it. We encourage all those who agree and wish to join our growing coalition to sign the petition at Keep Knives Off the Plane. Our nation's aviation system is the safest in the world thanks to multi-layered security measures that include prohibition of items that could pose a threat to the integrity of the aircraft cabin. The continued ban on dangerous objects is an integral layer in aviation security and must remain in place. We are working with our sisters and brothers in the Flight Attendant Union Coalition, representing nearly 90,000 flight attendants at airlines across the country, to coordinate a nationwide legislative and public campaign to reverse TSA's decision to allow knives in the cabin. We will continue to report to you on a series of tactics to defeat this policy change. Help us grow the power of our coalition by sharing this petition with your friends and family. Sign-in is required by this White House petition to prevent multiple check-throughs and to protect validity of the petition. We urge you to exercise the one signature opportunity you have to register your voice against TSA's decision. Yesterday, President Barack Obama signed the Violence Against Women Act bill into law. This law will provide resources for thousands of victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking, and better equip law enforcement officials to stop violence before it starts. After a great deal of effort and backing from all of us, it passed with bipartisan support in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. For more information about the Violence Against Women Act, please see our website. The concept of direct membership elections have come up on numerous occasions throughout the years here at AFA. This year, at the 40th Annual Board of Directors meeting, a special committee that was established at last year's BOD meeting provided an in-depth report on this subject. We have made this report available on our website for all members. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.